Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, January 24th, 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Verso Corporation has filed a preliminary proxy statement in connection with the Billerud merger agreement. Also making headlines this past week, Appian has announced a new CEO. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, January 22nd at 42.32, down 284 points, or 6.3% from the January 15th close. Declining shares outpaced gainers by an 11-to-1 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was down 5.3%. Among the PM40 companies, the biggest winners were DS Smith up 5.7%, followed by RELX Group gaining 0.7%. The biggest decliner for the week was Resolute Forest Products down by 17.4%. Over the past year, Veritiv has been the top performer, gaining 290%, while the deepest decliner was IT Tech Packaging down by 61%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is down 5.3%, while the PM40 is down 5.6%, and we'll be back right after this.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Helsinki. Finnish paper workers extend UPM strike by 2 weeks. The Finnish Paper Workers Union has issued a new strike announcement to UPM, declaring that their strike at UPM's Finnish mills will be extended by 2 weeks until the 19th of February 2022, unless new agreements are reached before that. The Paper Workers Union strike at UPM Pulp, UPM Biofuels, UPM Communication Papers, UPM Specialty Papers, and UPM Raflatac units in Finland started on the 1st of January of 2022. UPM's goal is to start business-specific negotiations with the union as soon as possible. Here comes a quote, quote, "Only in the negotiations will it be possible to open up the goals of the parties and seek solutions together. Our businesses are very different from each other, which is why business-specific agreements are essential to us. Our focus is not on next month or next year, but on pursuing agreements that will enable each business to succeed well into the future. Business success also benefits our employees," says Jaikki Holman, Vice President of Labor Markets at UPM. UPM will service its customers from its mills outside of
Finland to the extent possible. At this point, UPM does not disclose estimates of the economic impacts of the strikes. Dateline Chicago, Illinois. R.R. Donnelly's mystery bidder raises offer to $11.50 per share. R.R. Donnelly & Sons Company said a mystery bidder that has been circling the publishing company since at least November has raised its offer again. The unidentified suitor made another non-binding offer to buy R.R. Donnelly, this time for $11 a share in cash, the company said in a statement on Thursday. The buyer had previously offered $11 a share for the Chicago-based business. The news could upend R.R. Donnelly's agreement to be bought by Chatham Asset Management, LLC, for $10.85 a share. The board hasn't determined that the new proposal is superior and continues to recommend the Chatham deal. A proxy statement regarding that deal is expected to be filed on January 21st, and a shareholder vote is planned for February 23rd.
Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically.
Dateline Dublin, Ireland. Smurfit Kappa announces $33 million U.S. dollar investment in Fortaleza, Brazil. Smurfit Kappa, one of the leading providers of paper-based packaging solutions in the world, has announced an investment of over $33 million U.S. dollars in Brazil to expand the capacity of its plants in Fortaleza to meet the growing demand for innovative and sustainable packaging. The expansion, which includes the installations of a new corrugator, will significantly extend the plant's shelf-ready packaging capability for FMCG customers in a range of sectors, including fresh fruit, home appliances, and pharmaceuticals. Several high-end printers will also be installed to provide the high level of precision and quality that is required for e-commerce packaging. In addition, a new innovation center will foster even more customer collaborations and enhance the development of impactful, sustainable, and market-leading packaging solutions.
And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers, it just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Popritala Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Delaware, Ohio. Greif Incorporated announces price hikes. Greif Incorporated, a global leader in industrial packaging products and services, announced that it is implementing a $50 per ton price increase in all grades of uncoated recycled paperboard, also known as URB, and a minimum 6% increase on all tube and core and protective packaging products. The uncoated recycled paperboard increases effective with new orders and shipments on or after February 14th, 2022. That's Valentine's Day here in the United States and maybe elsewhere. The tube and core and protective packaging products increase is effective with shipments on or after March 4th, 2022. The company said these price increases are in response to strong demand across the graph paperboard and converting network and inflationary cost increases in energy, labor, transportation, maintenance, chemicals, and other raw materials. Inflation's really going up. Dayline Hartsville, South Carolina, and more price hike news. Sunoco implementing price hike for uncoated recycled paperboard. Sunoco announced late last week that is implementing a $50 per ton price increase, sound familiar, for all grades of uncoated recycled paperboard, URB, in the United States and Canada, effective with shipments beginning February 18, 2022. That's after Valentine's Day. Now, Sunoco said the price increase was in response to continued strong demand resulting in extending order backlogs and inflationary pressures on freight, energy, and paper-making chemicals, labor, and other manufacturing costs. Gosh, was Sunoco and Greif together writing this press release? Seems like it. Dayline Byron, Wisconsin. Four fire departments respond to Indy Paper Mill in Byron, Wisconsin. Four fire departments responded to a fire at the Indy Paper Mill Tuesday morning, January 18th. At 5:37 a.m. local time Tuesday, I think that would be central time, the mill reported a fire at the boiler house, Byron Fire Chief Dave Kirkman said. When the Byron Fire Department arrived, they found the fire was on the roof of the building, he said. Fire departments from Grand Rapids, Port Edwards, and Rudolph, as well as Saratoga first responders, responded to the mill because of the time of day, Kirkman said. Officials wanted to make sure they had enough volunteer firefighters on the scene. The fire was in a large piece of equipment on the roof of the boiler house, Kirkman said. The fire did not impact the mill's operation, said Brendan Burks, Corporate Communications Director for Indy Paper. Mill officials suspended work temporarily in the boiler house area for safety reasons, Burks said. There were no reported injuries. The fire appeared to have started in the equipment, Kirkman said. There was no damage assessment or exact cause of the fire available by Tuesday morning. Dayline Chillicothe, Ohio. Fire being investigated at Pixel Mill. On Monday night, a fire broke out in an outlying building at the Chillicothe paper mill, and now that's being investigated. According to the Pixel Company, on the 17th of January 2022 at 10:38 p.m., there was a fire in an outlying building in the back of the Chillicothe paper mill property. Mill resources were called, and the City of Chillicothe Fire Department responded and quickly extinguished the fire. The cause of the fire is under investigation. There were no injuries, and the fire did not cause any business interruptions to the paper mill. Dayline Jacksonville, Florida. Rayonier Advanced Materials announces investment in second-generation bioethanol plant, an important step in its bio future. Rayonier Advanced Materials Incorporated, a global leader in production of high-purity cellulose pulp, announced the introduction of a second-generation bioethanol product for Europe's fast-growing biofuels market. Produced using wood-based feedstock, not in competition with food, Rayonier Advanced Materials will be among the first in France to produce 2G bioethanol fuel from wood. With a 90% smaller carbon footprint compared to fossil fuel-based gasoline, Rayonier Advanced Materials bioethanol product will help petrochemical companies meet their needs for clean and renewable energy in the European market and contribute to reduced climate change, the company said. Dayline Prince George, British Columbia. Unifor and PPWC reach pattern deal with Canfor. Two of the company's largest pulp and paper unions, Unifor and the Public and Private Workers of Canada, also known as the PPWC, have reached a tentative deal with Canfor that establishes the pattern for Western Canadian forestry. Unifor and PPWC agreed to work together to set strong standards for pulp and paper workers through this round of collective bargaining. The agreement with Canfor covers 900 members of Unifor Local 603 and 1133 and PPWC Local 9 in Prince George, British Columbia. Details will not be released until presented to members at ratification meetings, but this four-year deal includes wage increases, benefit improvements, and provides workers with no concessions from their current agreement. This round of bargaining sets the pattern for 5,500 members from Unifor, 13 Unifor and 5 PPWC local unions in the British Columbia and Alberta, and in a sector crucial to Canada's economic recovery.
And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Proper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Proper Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Miamisburg, Ohio. Verso Corporation files preliminary proxy statement in connection with Billerud-Korsnäs merger agreement. Verso Corporation announced the filing of a preliminary proxy statement for a special meeting of stockholders at which Verso stockholders will consider and vote upon various items related to the proposed and previously announced transaction with Billerud-Korsnäs AB. If approved, Verso stockholders will receive $20 per share in cash upon closing of the transaction, representing immediate and certain value at a significant premium. The preliminary proxy statement provides detailed disclosure regarding, among other things, the robust process overseen by the special committee, the special committee's consideration of indications of value, the fairness opinion received from Rothschild & Company, its financial advisor, regarding the merger consideration and the analysis underlying that opinion, the special committee's efforts to seek the best price reasonably available for stockholders, and the board and the special committee's rationale for accepting Billerud-Korsnäs's offer as being in the best interest of shareholders. As outlined in the preliminary proxy statement and as previously announced, Verso formed a special committee of the board to review an unsolicited proposal from a stockholder in July of 2021 and alternatives thereto. In addition to and prompted by the initial proposal from the stockholder, Verso received an indication of interest from Abilirud Korsnäs, which, following careful negotiations and discussions led by the special committee and its advisors, ultimately resulted in a final offer of $27 per share in cash. The consideration corresponds to a premium of approximately 57% compared to the unaffected closing price of Verso shares on July 9, 2021, the day prior to the submission of an unsolicited, non-binding proposal to acquire Verso for $20 per share in cash, and a 35% premium over that unsolicited proposal. Dateline Rosemont, Illinois, Avion announces the appointment of Lori Andrade as CEO. Avion LLC, a portfolio company of Winchurch Capital LP, announced that it has appointed Lori D. Andrade as Chief Executive Officer, succeeding George Wirtz upon his retirement. Prior to joining Avion, Lori led Henkel AG and Company's Global Coatings, Sealance, and Treating Business Unit that focused on metal packaging, processing, and coil applications for a variety of industries. Greg Gleason, Managing Partner at Winchurch and Avion board member, commented, quote, Lori brings a strong track record of commercial leadership in specialty materials and disciplined approach to value creation. We are appreciative of George's efforts in positioning Avion for success and are excited about the significant opportunities that lie ahead of Lori's leadership. End of quote. Lori Andrade also commented, quote, I am excited to join the Avion team as CEO and to partner with Winchurch in leading Avion through its next chapter of growth. Avion is well positioned as a market leader in direct thermal coatings with innovative products, service, and technical expertise. I look forward to continuing to build on their strong history of success and innovation in labels, packaging, and other attractive end markets. End of quote. With over 30 years of experience in specialty materials sector, Lori brings a significant experience in coatings and packaging to Avion. Beginning her career in material science, Lori has held a wide variety of roles in global strategy, marketing, and operations at BASF Corporation and Eastman Chemical Company. She further progressed to leadership roles as president of Derex Packaging Technologies with GCP Applied Technologies, formerly W.R. Grace, as the corporate vice president at Henkel AG. Lori earned a Bachelor of Science degree with concentration in textile chemistry from the University of Tennessee and holds a Master of Science degree with concentration in textile engineering and polymer physics from North Carolina State University. Dateline Brownville, New York. Early morning fire breaks out at Brownville, New York, Nina Paper Mill. Crews were called to a fire at Nina Paper in the town of Brownville early Friday morning, the 21st of January. The call came in a little after 5 a.m. Someone reported seeing flames above an exhaust fan on the roof. Fire was showing above the roof by the time firefighters arrived. Nina officials say all employees were evacuated safely. Now, officials said bitter cold temperatures slowed their efforts when water lines froze on their trucks. I can attest, on the eastern U.S., it's doggone cold right now. Nearby hydrants did work fine, though. A majority of the fire was knocked down by around 7 a.m. local time, and crews began chasing hot spots. Quote, we had it pretty well contained within 30 to 45 minutes. After that, and after that was a lot of overhaul, Town Brownville Fire Chief Ryan McIntosh said. McIntosh continued, quote, later in the morning, we found that it started to get into the membrane around the roof a little bit, So we did have to spend some time cutting chunks of the roof out, good amount of chunks as far as we could do that was safe for us to operate up there, still, end of quote. Bridge Street, where the paper company is located, was closed to traffic while crews were at work. There is no word on the status of operations, but fire officials said there's substantial water damage inside the building. Fire investigators were on scene looking for a cause. Officials say the fire appeared to have started above several dryer units. Firefighters from the town of Brownville, Glen Park, Sackett's Harbor, and the town and city of Watertown were at the scene. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.